Pastor Appreciation Day I've ever had. See my loved ones and all of y'all that's come out to be with us and felt the presence of the Lord in such a great way. And then got to see one of my own get saved this morning. We'll not soon forget this day. And even when I'm dead and gone, Reese will still remember this day. As long as she has life, this day will never evade her memory. And there's others here today, church, that can have this same and need to have this same event happen in their life. In the book of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, you don't even have to get your Bibles out. You know this verse. First verse is where we want to go this morning. Lord, the Lord has directed our hearts, and while you pray, told Willa Dean 10 minutes. If y'all pray hard, it might be 20. And if you don't pray, it might be 30. Because it's easier to preach when the Spirit of the Lord is here, like it is this morning. Book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, first verse says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And I was sitting in an apartment in Raleigh, North Carolina, many years ago, when the Lord gave me this message. And some of you will remember it because we preached it many years ago. And Sister Casey was home from college. And we thought she was saved. But on that Sunday morning when I preached this message, she made her way down to an altar. And she said, "I thought I was all right, but," she said, "the Lord has spoke to me and I need to be saved." And she gave her heart to the Lord, and she has never had to get saved again. Amen. Because she got the real stuff on that day. This morning while you pray, I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, "Not Yesterday's Nor Tomorrow's, But Today's Faith." Today's faith. Just that text excites my soul because the Lord gave it to me. Today we have a book called the Bible that gives us all kinds of examples and stories of people like you and I that had plenty of faith in yesterday's events and what God brought us through. And we have faith in what God has promised us for the future. But oftentimes we struggle with today. Today is our struggle. We know what the Lord has done for us. We've seen it. We've experienced what God has brought us through. And how many of us know that God has promised us that He will be our way maker for the future? His Son said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you shall be also." But in this life, we struggle with today. "Lord, the things I'm going through today is where I need help." In the Greek, that word, when he said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for," that word "substance" means confidence. I am confident in what my God is able to do. There is no hope so, wish so, or maybe so thing about it. What God has said, He is able to do. We may not know how or when God is going to move, but I've got the promise of His word that He said, "I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of this world. And be not discouraged, because I will come again and receive you unto myself, and ye shall be with me for all eternity." I thought about some of our patriarchs this morning in the Word of God that went through hard times like some of you are facing this morning. They had faith of what God had done, and they had faith in the future, but they struggled with right now. How many of us know that, and I made mention of this on Wednesday, I believe it was, or maybe last Sunday, that when Abram left his country, from his father's country, God told him, I'm going to take you to a country that you're going to have for all eternity. It's a country that you're going to be seeking to go to. But Abraham got a little down on his faith, because when he was asked about his wife Sarah, he said, no, that's my sister. How many of us have been put into a situation where that we've had to look at our life and say, if I do this, then they'll slay me. If I tell them what's really up on my heart, they will not want to hear about my God. Today, when I thought and the Lord laid this on my heart and I began to study, my mind went to David, how that when he came there in a trial in his life, and he saw the great giant that was making fun of his God and of his people. He said, let me tell you, King, about what my God has done. Oh, hallelujah. When I faced the lion and the bear, it was my God that gave me the victory. When I look at this uncircumcised Philistine in my future, I say it like this. There is nothing that my God cannot take care of. So I'll go down to a brook and I'll pick me up 5 smooth stones. Some of them that was in the congregation that day probably thought, what in the world is this boy doing? But he picked up those 5 smooth stones and he took them in his hand and he told Goliath, he said, you may come against me and against my God, but the God I serve is going to deliver you into my hands and he is going to get the victory and we are going to feed your body to the buzzards because God is bigger than what you are. And he took that stone and he put it in his sling and he began to swirl it around. And I believe it was God that directed that stone straight from that sling to that giant's forehead. And then I believe that David looked at his brothers, because he had 4 brothers, and said, do you want to stand up next? Amen. The Bible tells us that there are many people that had all kinds of yesterday and tomorrow's faith, but today is where we get in trouble. I look at the woman that had the issue of blood. The Bible says that she probably, or I say today, she probably heard about all the miracles that Jesus had performed along his journey. And she looked at her life and she said it like this in herself. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. But today's faith said it like this. If I step outside the door of this house, they're liable to kill me. In fact, by the law, they had every right to stone her and slay her because she stepped out of the house defiled according to the Leviticus law. But you know what she said? Lord, I heard about you yesterday, and I know that if I could touch your garment, I would be made whole. Help me with today's faith to step out of my house across this threshold that I could get to where the Lord is. And then Sister Ruby, when she got out there, there was a great multitude of people that was there that she could not even get to where the Lord was at. But she got down on her hands and knees, I believe with all my heart, and she made it to where he was at. And listen at this, church, when she touched the hem of his garment, Oh, there was virtue that went out of him. And the Lord said, who was it that touched me? And the apostles that was there said, Lord, look at this congregation. We can't tell you who it was, but I believe that she stood up. And she said, it was I that touched you, Lord. I had a problem, but I touched you, and now I am made whole. Oh, 10 minutes might kill me. I look at Mary and Martha. Yesterday's faith, they seen all the miracles. How many of you know when Jesus went by their house, he always stopped in to see Mary and Martha and Lazarus? He was in a far country. Lazarus got sick and they sent news to him. Lord, our brother is sick and needs you. But the Lord tarried his departure and did not leave when they first called upon him. The Lord, Mary and Martha sent for him because they knew based upon yesterday's faith, there was nothing impossible with God. Church, can I preach this morning? There is nothing impossible for God in your life right now. Oh, I gotta move on. And they sent for him. And the word came back when he got there. They looked at him and said, you're too late. You're too late. He's already dead and buried. He's been in the grave for 4 days, and by now he stinketh. And look at tomorrow's faith. His sister said, Lord, I know he shall live again in the resurrection. Jesus looked at her, I believe that, eyeball to eyeball. And he said, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's what my granddaughter got this morning. She got a little bit of that life eternal. Peter, and I just got a couple more, we'll close. Peter, yesterday's faith, Peter told him, the Lord, when the Lord said, I'm going to go away, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to go back to the Father, Peter said, not so, Lord. And he said, I'm going to be crucified. And Peter said, I will die with you, Lord. Yesterday. Because he knew in the future faith that he would go to be with the Lord for all eternity. But look what happened in today's faith. When the Lord was crucified, there was Peter and the other apostles, brother and sisters. And the Bible says that Peter, when they said, he's one of them. He said, no, I'm not. Not me. And then the Bible even says he went as far as to even curse. Because today's faith is so weak. I wish we had the faith of yesterday and the faith of tomorrow. We had some of it today in the house of God. That God is not a yesterday or tomorrow God, but he is a today God. If we'll trust in him. Thomas walked with the Lord day in and day out. When he heard that he had resurrected, he said, I know he'll live again somewhere in the future, but I don't believe he's alive. Today's faith, Thomas said, unless I put my finger in the side and into those nail print heads, I'll not believe it. But you know what the Lord said unto him? He said, here they are, Peter, or Thomas. He said, you believe because you've seen. He said, but blessed is he that hath not seen, and yet they believe. How many believers do we have in the house of God today? I did not see it. I've not been to the empty tomb, but I believe it with all my heart. God is alive, and he's alive forevermore. How many things we go through, Brother Lloyd, that we say we know what God has done and what he's promised he's going to do. But what about right now? Yesterday, I was running some errands. I don't say this to break anybody's heart. But I thought, Lord, we got people that are going through things right now. I don't understand them. I look at them and I say, I don't know what they're going to do through this situation in their life. How many of you got grandkids that you're concerned about? How many of you got loved ones that you're concerned about? How many of us today have got brothers and sisters that we're concerned about? I don't know what's going to happen. I look at everything going around us today and I say, Lord, I know what you did for our forefathers. And I know that you said that you would be with us and that there would never be anything to come upon us that you and I cannot bear. But right now, Lord, I'm looking today and my faith is getting weak. My confidence is getting weak. And I'm saying, Lord, if I ever needed you, I need you right now to come by my house, knock upon my door, and come in and bless me like you've not blessed me in a long time. And people say, well, I answered the Lord, bless you. Because we hold on to yesterday too much. I see people say they're saved. The church, can I preach to the church for a minute? They say they're saved and they're going to heaven. Yesterday and tomorrow's. But where are you at today? Where are you at today? When I get phone calls, as I so often do, and they tell me about the trouble that the family's going through, I say, Lord, I'm sure glad I've got you that I could call upon. I don't have the words to fix all these broken hearts. I don't have the words to tell a mother that's lost a child or to tell a brother or sister that's lost one of their siblings or somebody's child that's going through some hard times. I don't have the words to give to them to fix their situation. But I know a man that the Bible says, never a man spake like this man. He, when he speaks to me, Jim, I got to preach this morning. When he speaks to me, I say, yes, Lord, here am I. Let me hear a word from you today that I can take into my soul, find comfort and encouragement and confidence. How many of you this morning are confident God can do anything? Some of you didn't hear me. I down in these ball game stadiums, their team makes an error and they still scream and shout. Right? Old Bill Martin yesterday was burning up whatever that thing's called on the iPhones, Facebook, because Tennessee was finally going to win a game. And he roots for them when they lose. Right? Church, we ought to be the loudest bunch of people that there ever has been, because God is not just a God of yesterday and tomorrow, but He is a God of right now, right here in this place, that no matter what you're going through, no matter how broken your heart is, no matter how worried you walked in those doors, I come in worried this morning, but when I heard the singers practicing, I said, yeah, it's going to be a good day in the house of the Lord, because God is coming down. And I will walk away encouraged and confident. Because I got today's faith. Today's faith. Some of us worry ourselves sick about what's going to happen to our kids and our grandkids. We worry ourselves sick about when some of you that have never professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what is going to happen if you, and we know what's going to happen if you don't get right, you're going to die and go to a devil's hell. People say, Roger, everything was all right until you brought that up. You know, that's what's wrong with our churches. We don't preach about heaven and hell enough to let people know that there is a difference when you die where you go. I know where I'm going. We've got lost with us this morning. They believe in God. They believe that there is a heaven. But they don't have enough faith for today that God will save them. Let me tell you, if my little granddaughter can step out by faith and receive the Lord as her personal Savior, there is not a lost person in this house that God speaks to that you can't step out. Church, can I get a witness this morning? You step out with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and God will save your dying soul and make you a fit subject for His kingdom today. And when He comes in the clouds of glory, not only will the church get up, but praise God, there's going to be some groundbreaking take place that way out there in the cemeteries where they lay these broken bodies. One day I'm going to get up with a shout and I'm going to go home to be the Lord, praising Him for all eternity. Look for me, for I will be there too. Sometimes I tell the church, when you get there, if you hear somebody off in the corner with a high-pitched scream, running around like a lunatic, just leave me alone. I'm having the time of my life. Because, you see, I once was lost. But praise God, on a hill called Calvary, Jesus died for my sins. And the best thing I ever did do was when I stepped out and walked down an old-fashioned altar. I got to tell it one more time, Lord. I took the first step and I don't remember the rest of them until I got up from the altar and Brother Charlie Bay said, "Do you feel like the Lord saved you?" And I shook my head yes. I couldn't even say a word. People say, "Well, what kind of prayer did you pray?" I don't know. All I know is I went lost and I got up saved by the grace of God. We put too much on yesterday and tomorrow and not enough on right now. Right now. You have plans. You know that you need to be saved. And you say, "Someday I plan on it." Your someday may never come. You say, "God will save me anytime I call upon Him." The Bible says that people can only call upon the Lord for salvation is when God is dealing with your hearts. I have been in this church for so many years, and I have seen many of you come very infrequently. And I'm trying to sugarcoat because I don't want to run them off, Trey. I've seen you sit there with tears go down your face because you know that you need to be saved. On this Sunday, right now, I ask you, what in the world is worth dying and going to hell for? Is it your pride that you hold on to? Is it because you think you've done so much wrong that God won't save you? You know what God does with your yesterdays when you come down to an altar and pray? He said, "I'll put them as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again." And God will forgive you and save your dying soul on this Sunday morning. It's Friends and Family Day. You're my friend. You're my family. But I've got family that ain't my family. You say, "You don't make sense sometimes." That's all right, ain't it, Sarah? You see, I've got blood family that's not part of my heavenly family. But then I'm proud to say I've got some blood family that's also part of my heavenly family. Amen. Jim, you thought you could move off to Tennessee and get away from us? Brother, you gotta put up with me for the rest of your life. The rest of your life. You say, "Well, he's going to die." No, he's just going to go to sleep. And then we'll wake up in heaven. Have y'all enjoyed this singing this morning? And Karen, you guys don't take this wrong. They sang wonderful. Wonderful. But folks, when we get to heaven, oh Lord have mercy. You haven't heard the sound like you're going to hear when we get there. Moms and dads, boys and girls, will raise their voice to an almighty God. People say, "What are we going to sing about?" Jeffy, I think it'd be all right if we just sung "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound." Because that's where we was. We was all lost. Look around you this morning while the singers come. Look around. Some of you ain't looked back since you got here. Look around you. Wouldn't it be something to see every one of these faces when we make our crossing over? Moms are praying for their children. Children are praying for their parents. Loved ones are praying for you today. I've heard some of your loved ones tell how valuable you are to them. I wouldn't take nothing for mine. And I'll repeat that, Sarah, but I certainly wouldn't give you nothing for another one just like them. Amen. Some of you say, Roger, that's hard, but it's true. And let me elaborate for a moment. God's been good to us. He's helped us through all these years in getting our kids raised. We made our mistakes, and they've made theirs, but they're still mine. And I will fight tooth and nail for my children and my grandchildren. But the greatest thing I could ever ask is, Lord, when they come to the age of accountability, would you just knock upon their heart? Let them go back, Checky, and remember all the things that Grandma and Grandpa taught them and told them about and lived the example in front of them. And let them see that, yes, this world is hard, but Grandpa told me on a Sunday morning that no matter how hard it gets, you've got somebody walking with you every step of the way. Every step. I can't go with you all the time, but there's never a time that God cannot be with you. In the hospital room, there at the hospice center, Debbie and I pray for James. There in the jailhouse. Oh, praise his name. There's no place that my God can't take. Our prayers and our sincere desires of our heart, and take them and touch that life. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Today, if you're not ready, you need to get ready. Or maybe you're a child of God this morning and your faith has gotten so weak. Circumstances will do that. I'm not throwing stones. I'm being open with you today. There's not one in this Bible except for Jesus Christ that their faith did not get weak at times. Not one. But the Lord said, when you're broken, I'll heal you. When you're downtrodden, I'll pick you up. When your load is so heavy that you feel like you just can't go on, He said, I'll join right beside you. I'll join right beside you and help you carry that load. And church, we got folks that are, I believe, at that breaking point. You're at that breaking point in your life. You know, if you've been saved, you know you need some today's faith. If you've not been saved, you need some today's faith to trust in the Lord and say, Lord, save me. I'm not a preacher that gives you a script to say, this is what you say to the Lord when you come and pray. Nobody gave me one. It came straight from my heart. I didn't care. Brandon testified about the gates of pearl and walls of jasper and streets of gold. I didn't care about those things. I just didn't want to die going to hell for all eternity. And today, you can escape that awful place while we stand and they sing this song. Follow your heart. Follow your heart today. Do you need some more faith?
The Lord, as Roger was speaking to my heart. And He said, there's some folks here that's going through something. And they just need a little encouragement today to make it through. Since Christians, when we start praying and giving it to the Lord, there's something that starts rising up in us. And it's called His Spirit. And it lives within us. If you've got a sickness today, could you just raise your hand? If you've got a sickness in the house, can you raise your hand? Listen to this song. So many times I've questioned.
Brother, I'd like y'all to come in and help him with a burden for Sister Barb. She's struggling this morning. Bring your own burdens to the Lord. Yes. Anybody else this morning? You're amongst friends today. Yes.
And I've never had to face one test alone. That's when I look at all of the victories and your Spirit rises up in me. It's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Anybody feel Him in the house?
Yes.
He never That's promised. Right. That the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but He said help will always come in time. Just remember when you're standing decision, and the adversary
says, give in.
Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and He will take you through
yes.
the fire again.
Amen. Well, they pause for just a minute, brother. Look at this love today. And this church and these people love you this morning. But we don't love you near as much as what Jesus Christ did when He died for your sins. You know that you need to be saved. And I believe with all my heart you've got it planned at some time in the future. You want to get saved. I advise you this morning, don't let this wonderful opportunity pass you by. But come right now while God speaks to your heart. Right now while God is speaking to you. Can I tell you, your family needs you. Your loved ones need you. Your church needs you today. But most of all, you need God. You need God. While they sing this next verse, take that step this morning.
Can you sing it with us?
Oh, Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, without him, how lost I would be.
It's been a wonderful place to be. And God has done so much. But you know, there's even more that God would have done.